ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाखाया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टां स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपाकृतमयम् ददाति स्वापदन्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुधापदकमलम् श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपाम् साग्रजाताम् सहगना रघुनाथान्वितम् तं सजीवम् साद्वैतम् सावधूतम् परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। नमा ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनित्यनाम्ने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी अस्तत्यादेशतारिणे। नमः ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिसिद्धान्त सरस्वती नामिने। श्रीवार्षवानवी देवी ताय ताय कृपाब्धये कृष्ण संबंधा विज्ञान रायने प्रभवे नमः। माधुर्योज्वल प्रेमाध्या श्रीरूपानुग भक्तिदा श्रीगौरा करुणा शक्ति विग्रहाय नमोस्तुते। नमस्ते गौरवाणी श्रीमूर्तये दिनधारिणे रूपानुगा विरुधापा सिद्धान्तद्वान्तहारिणे। नमो गौरकिशोराय साक्षाद्वैराग्यमूर्तये विप्रलम्बारसम्बोधे पदाम्बोजाय ते नमः। नमो भक्तिविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्दनाम्ने गौरशक्तिस्वरूपाय रूपानुगावराय ते। गौरवीर्भावभूमे स्वं निर्देष्टसज्जनप्रिया वैष्णवा सर्वभौमश्री जगन्नाथाय ते नमः। मंशकल्पातरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च अतिथानां भावनिभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावरण्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय ते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्वेशे नमः। पञ्चतत्त्वात्मकं कृष्णं भक्तरूपास्वरूपकं भक्तावतारं भक्तक्यं नमामि भक्तशक्तिकम्। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनाबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोस्तुते। जयतां सुरथा भङ्गो मम मन्दामतिर्गति nat sarvasva padam bhojau radha madana mohanau divyad brindaranya kalpadrumadha sriman ratnagara singhasanastau sri sri radha sila govinda devau pristalibhi sevyamano smarani sriman rasara saramvi hamsivatha tathastitha karshan venu svanai gopir Gopinatha Sriyestunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari 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 Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hari 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 Rama 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 Hari Hari
We have begun our Govardhan Parikrama by offering our surrender and obeisances at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. All the great acharyas in our Gaudiya Vaishnav Parampara, to Sri Panchatattva and Sri Sri Radhan Krishna and the holy land of Vrindavan. We also offer our most respectful obeisances at the lotus feet of all of the assembled Vaishnavas. According to the Gaudiya Vaishnav calendar, in which the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is following, today is Govardhan Puja. Only by causeless mercy that no mortal being can possibly deserve could we be here together today. Is everyone able to hear? They cannot hear in the back. Do you hear? Hare Krishna. Today we are going to perform Sri Giriraj Parikrama in a different way than we have in past years. In the previous yatras, we have stopped at most of the principal holy places around the Govardhan Hill and had a lecture about that particular place. And it usually took us about 17 hours to go around. That was the time from last year. We started at 7 in the morning and returned to our beginning point at Manasi Ganga at 1 o'clock in the morning. But this year we have well over 1,000 devotees of all ages. So we're going to do like most others. We're going to have kirtan all around Giriraj Govardhan. We will only be stopping every now and then for devotees to catch up. And sometime today we'll be stopping for prasad also. As you have all realized over the past 7 days, there's no need to schedule prasad. It will come. So we will speak something about the significance of the various principal places around Govardhan Hill at this time. This will be our only talk during the parikrama. If we talk at other places, it usually takes a half hour before everyone catches up, before we can even begin. So everyone's here now, with your permission. Speak very, very briefly about the significance of Govardhan Parikrama and some of the holy places that we will be circumambulating today. Our Shastra tells us in Goloka Vrindavan, the eternal abode of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundara, Lord Sri Krishna manifested the unlimited love that he has in his heart for Srimati Radharani in the form of Govardhan Hill. Thus, Govardhan Hill is a most favorite place of the Leela of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna in the eternal abode of Goloka. When Lord Sri Krishna was to descend into this world, he invited Srimati Radharani to come with him. But she expressed to Lord Krishna that I will not be happy going to the material world if I do not have Braj Dham, Jamuna, and Govardhan Hill. So Krishna said that they have already descended before us to prepare for our Leela. This Govardhan Hill is actually descended from Goloka Vrindavan. It descended as the son of Dronachala in Himalayan region. When Giriraj came to this earth, all the other mountains, rishis and sages performed a great welcoming ceremony, declaring that Giriraj is the king of all mountains, the most auspicious of all holy places. In the Satya Yuga, Pulastya Muni, when he saw the beauty of Govardhan, he became so much overwhelmed with happiness. He requested that Govardhan be allowed to be taken with him to his ashram near Kashi. This was all the plan of the Lord. So there was an agreement made that he could take Govardhan to his ashram, providing he does not put him down in any place. Otherwise, he will not go from there. So he was coming just by Sri Braj Dham, and Krishna is the controller of all controllers. Krishna wanted Govardhan here, so that the gopas and the gopis and himself could enjoy beautiful Vrindavan pastimes. So Krishna awakened within Pulastya Muni an uncontrollable desire to pass water. We have all had that experience. So being a great Brahmin, he couldn't do it with the sacred Govardhan hill in his hand. So he placed Giriraj down in this very place where we are today. And then he responded to the call of nature and took his bath and came back. But Govardhan would not get up. He tried and tried with all of his mystic powers, but Govardhan would not move. So out of his love, he cursed Govardhan. That every day you will reduce in size the size of one mustard seed. One of my dear godbrothers, Badri Narayan Prabhu, who's quite mathematical, he actually did a whole calculation of the size of a mustard seed and how many days since Krishna was on the planet. And his conclusion with Govardhan was miles and miles and miles high. Hare Krishna. So it was very big love mountain. So this is how Giriraj Govardhan came to Vrindavan town. In our scriptures, we are told that Giriraj is none different than Krishna himself. During the Govardhan Puja, Lord Sri Krishna personally assumed the form of Sri Govardhan and accepted all the offerings of the Brijabasis, and thus proved without question that Govardhan Hill was none different than himself. In fact, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came here on his parikrama of Vrindavan, when he first saw a stone of Govardhan Hill, he embraced it, and in the ecstasy of love, he wept and he wept and he wept. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not place his foot on Govardhan Hill because he declared, this is Krishna. It is self-manifesting deity of Krishna, and therefore it should be offered all respect. We know the story when Gopal, Madhavendra Puri's deity, was on the top. Lord Chaitanya wanted so gravely to see that deity, but he would not place his lotus feet on the mountain. So Gopal also was longing to see Lord Chaitanya, who is Krishna in the spirit of the love of Sri Radha. So he made a plan. Some people entered into the illusion that there were Turkish soldiers coming to attack the village. So they became very much alarmed and secretly took Sri Giriraj, Sri Gopal, down from the hill to a nearby village to hide him. There Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu day and night danced and chanted before the deity of Gopal. Then they realized there was never any Turkish soldiers. So they brought him back up. We are following in the footsteps of the great Acharyas. Because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not place his foot on the mountain of Govardhan, none of his followers from that time have ever done it intentionally. Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Bhugarbha Goswami, Lokanath Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhat Goswami. They were all living in Vrindavan and other various places of Braja. How much they were longing in separation to see Madhavendra Puri's worshipable Ishtadeva Gopal. But they would not go on the hill. However, Gopal was longing to see his devotees. So again, he created a rumor that some fundamentalist Turkish soldiers were, Pathan soldiers were to attack. So they brought the deity of Gopal to Mathura for protection. And there, for over one full month, all the Goswamis of Vrindavan lived in Mathura, day and night, having darshan and worshipping Gopal. Before they realized, there was no Pathan soldiers anywhere around. And they brought him back. So these narrations give us an understanding of to what extent our great acharyas honored Sri Govardhan Hill as the very body of Krishna himself. Not only Giriraj as a whole, but any part of him is fully the manifestation of Krishna. Krishna cannot be divided. Every part of Krishna is Krishna in full. That is Krishna's transcendental nature. And this is the body of Krishna. One sannyasi gave Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu a small Govardhan Shila. For several years, he kept it always near his heart. He saw that little Shila as the very body of Krishna. It was always moistened by his tears of love. Sometimes in the kirtan of the holy name, he would be in such ecstasy, he would put the Govardhan Shila to his head or to his heart. In divine love. In fact, one time in the Prem Mahabhav of Sri Radhika, he was in such ecstasy holding this Shila that Giriraj melted and his thumbprint entered into it. That Govardhan Shila was given to Raghunath Das Goswami personally by the lotus hands of Lord Gauranga. So we should have great reverence in our respect and honor to Sri Giriraj. No one should collect any Shilas. There is a process by which one is to receive them. It must be gift of great acharyas. It is not a whimsical thing. It is very offensive to take any stone from the area of Govardhan Hill without those blessings. Sri Giriraj is also acclaimed to be Haridas Varya, the greatest servant of Lord Hari. Gopis, they prayed in this way, that Govardhan is providing all the necessities for the enjoyment of Krishna and Balaram and the cows and the cowherd boys. Therefore, there is no greater servant than him. Lord Chaitanya was Krishna in the mood of a servant. Similarly, Giriraj is Krishna, but he's in the mood of servant. Not only serving Radha and Krishna's Leela, but serving all of the companions of Radha and Krishna. Provides grass that is so soft, personally makes, Sri Giriraj personally arranges that every single blade of grass is so soft and delicate. So it gives pleasure to the feet of the gopas. And it's very, very comfortable when it's in the mouth of the cows. That grass is very fragrant, like nectar. Each blade of grass has a taste of ambrosia. Intoxicating. And each blade of grass is so beautiful in its color, in its form. This is one of the offerings of Giriraj for the pleasure of the devotees. There are many caves at Govardhani. Sri Giriraj arranges each cave to be decorated with the most precious jewels in all of creation. Very, very comfortable places. When Radha, Krishna, or the gopas or the gopis enter into these caves, they find it is very cool in the summer and very warm in the winter. And all necessities are provided in those caves. And there are lakes and creeks and waterfalls all around Sri Giriraj. They were all manifested at the time of Lord Krishna's descent. And that water, it would make beautiful sounds that would fill the air with music. Literally, singing. And the taste of that water was utterly intoxicating. It was so nectarine. When the cows would drink with that water, when the gopas and the gopis would drink, but not like the intoxications of this world. Intoxications of this world dull the mind, put you in an illusory state. But this intoxication just created an experience where all the senses, the mind, everything was just ever more tasting the supreme ecstasy of Krishna. The stones of Govardhan Hill. Sri Giriraj would arrange that any time any cow, gopra or gopi, or Radha and Krishna, Krishna Balaram, any time they place their foot or their hoof on a stone, that stone would become very, very soft like butter. And they would be very warm in the winter and very cooling in the summer. In this way, and unlimited more ways, Sri Giriraj is assuming the position of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. He's totally given his body for the pleasure of Krishna and his devotees. 100%, 24 hours a day, forever. Therefore he is Haridas Varya. Because in serving the servants of the Lord, one renders the greatest service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Varaha Purana describes that anyone who performs with a sincere heart this Govardhan Parikrama will never have to take birth again in this world of death. Sri Giriraj is of the shape of a peacock. Kusum Sarovar, where we are sitting today, is his face. Shama Kund, Radha Kund are Sri Giriraj's two eyes. Dangati, his peacock neck, and Punchari is his tail, and Mukaravinda is his mouth. We are sitting at Kushum Srovar, one of the most famous and beautiful places in all of Brajbhumi. In the eternal Leela of Sri Krishna, there is a forest just on the banks of Kushum Srovar called Pushpavan. And Srimati Radharani and her gopis would come here each day to pick beautiful flowers, to make garlands and decorations to offer to Lord Krishna when they would meet at Sri Radha Kund. Therefore, the name of this place is Kushum Srovar. In this direction, you see that saffron-colored building. That is Uddhava Baitak. When Uddhava was the cousin brother of Lord Krishna, from Mathura, Krishna sent Uddhava with a message to the Brijavasis. Actually, his reason was he wanted Uddhav to see the unparalleled love of the residents of Vrindavan. Uddhava came, and when he saw the incredible ecstasies of the gopas, they were practically paralyzed in separation from Krishna. And Nanda and Yashoda, they were practically just laying down in an ocean of tears. And then at Uddhava Kyari, near Nandagang, he met the gopis and Sri Radharani. They were practically laying in that place, crying day and night. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains when Krishna left Vrindavan, the gopis cried for the rest of their lives, incessantly. Uddhava understood, in Mathura, I am considered the closest friend and associate of Krishna. Everyone is thinking, how fortunate is Uddhav? He's always with Krishna, more than anyone else. He sits with him, he jokes with him, he lays with him, performs so many pastimes with him. But when he saw the love of the gopis, he considered that I do not, in comparison to them, there is not even a single drop of love of God in my heart. I didn't know what love of God was. I thought I knew what love of Krishna is. But when I see gopis' love, I understand I don't know anything about this subject of how to love Krishna. So he was thinking, the only possible way that he could ever achieve such a pleasurable disposition of love to serve Krishna was to take the dust of the feet of the Brajagopis. However, he was a royal Kshatriya coming from Mathura, and gopis were very, very simple village cowherd girls. You cannot receive the blessings of someone if you displease them. They would be very embarrassed, ashamed, if he went and took dust from their feet. So Uddhava went to a place just on the other side of this from Govardhan Hill. We will be passing it. It is called Uddhava Kund. There, with his heart and soul
he prayed for a benediction. He did not want wealth, elevation to heavenly planets, mystic cities. He did not want liberation, nor did he even want to enter into the spiritual world. The longing of his heart was that he would have the great fortune of taking his birth as a small creeper, a clump of grass on the ground of Brajbhumi. Because then there would be good hope that the gopis and their maidservants and the maidservants of their maidservants may step on his head with their lotus feet. And by achieving the dust of their lotus feet, all of his desires would be fulfilled. Krishna answered that prayer, and Uddhava, in the form of Gulmalata, a divine creeper, is always existing just on the other side of Kusum Sarovar, where Uddhava is worshipping the lotus feet of Krishna's devotees forever. There is a forest just here on the side of Kusum Sarovar called Ashokvan, where at one time there were many Ashok trees. And Krishna would braid Srimati Radharani's hair and decorate it with beautiful flowers growing there. Narada Muni, he very much wanted to have darshan of Radha and Krishna's Leela. So he approached Lord Shiva and received a mantra. He chanted that mantra with such love and devotion that Brinda Devi, the goddess of Vrindavan, who was an expansion of Sri Radharani, Brinda Devi graciously approached him and told him that your love is pure, but what you want is to actually see the Rasleela. You have this male form. You cannot enter the Rasleela with this form, nor can you see it. Therefore, by her grace, he was told to take his bath here in Kusum Sarovar. He went into the water here and he came out with the body of a gopi. His name was Naradiya Gopi. And he was allowed to go to Sri Radha Kund to observe the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna with their confidential associates. After having all of his desires ultimately fulfilled by the instruction of Brinda Devi, he took bath in another sector of Kusum Sarovar and came out as Narada Muni once again. Just across the street and up for some ways is Naradavan, where there is a kund called Narada Kund. After having this darshan, Narada Muni wrote his Narada Bhakti Shastras for the purification and enlightenment of all the worlds. Ahead from here is a place called Shamkutir. There you will find Krishna's lotus footprints in one of the rocks of Sri Kudiraj. It was here also that the gopis would make a beautiful jeweled singhasan for Radha and Krishna to sit on where they were worshipped. And according to Srimad Bhagavatam, on the night of Holi, the spring season, Krishna was playing with the Braja gopis there at Sham Kutir, when one of the servants of Kuvera, a very proud rascal named Shankachuda, he actually went there. He saw the beauty of gopis, and he was thinking that such beautiful women, only I should enjoy them. So he actually began to take them away. And they cried out, Krishna, please save us. So Krishna entrusted the gopis under the care of Lord Balaram, and he ran after that Shankachuda, who understood this is a very dangerous situation. So he ran away, and Krishna smashed him in the head, and Shankachuda was dead. But he had a jewel in his hair, and Krishna came back and presented that to Lord Balaram. That took place just a few minutes' walk from here at Sham Kutir. Gwalapokar is a place where Krishna and the gopas, when they would be herding their cows here at Govardhan Hill, they would often take breakfast or lunch and enjoy the wonderful atmosphere of that forest and that beautiful kund. Then we come to Manasi Ganga, one of the very holy places of Vrindavan. Yesterday at Bandiravan, we told the story of how Krishna killed the Batsasura. After killing this demon in the form of a small calf, the cowherd boys, they told Krishna that, how can we play with you when you are contaminated by the sin of killing a calf? You should purify yourself by bathing in the river Ganges. So Krishna did not want to leave Vrindavan. So he sat and meditated with his mind on the river Ganges. And the Ganges came and filled up that place called Manasi Ganga. Manasi Ganga means the Ganga that came from the Manasa, the mind of Krishna. One time, Sri Nanda Maharaj was hearing katha, and it was said that one time Garuda captured a snake, ordinary snake, and he happened to fly over the Ganges River, and that snake's tail touched the river Ganga, and immediately it assumed a four-arm form of Vaikuntha and went back to Godhead. This is the power of the sanctity of Mother Ganga. So Nanda Maharaj said we should all go on pilgrimage to Ganga. They were packing up all of their wares on the bullock carts. And Gopal saw them. He said, where are you going? We are all going. You're coming also. We're going to Ganga to have bath. It's a very purifying place. Krishna said, we should not leave Brijbhumi. Ganga's already here. What do you mean Ganga's already here? Ganga's in Himalayas. It's not. No, Ganga's here. Come, I'll show you. So they didn't believe him, but he brought them to Manasi Ganga. And when they arrived at Manasi Ganga, out from that water, Ganga Devi herself, in her personified form, riding on her crocodile, came and offered her worship at the lotus feet of Gopal. So Nanda Maharaj and the Brijabasis, they unloaded all the bullock carts and took their bath in Manasi Ganga. Manasi Ganga is also a place of so many wonderful pastimes. Lord Sri Krishna and Sri Radharani eternally have boat pastimes there. Ah, this is a message. All 1,000 of us should be as enthusiastic as them as we're dancing and chanting around Govardhan here. This will be our worship. So Shishi Radha, Ras Bihari are eternally performing leelas on boats with the gopis in Manasi Ganga. Krishna would sometimes disguise himself as a boatman to take Sri Radharani and her sakis across. At that time, Manasi Ganga was very big. Also at Manasi Ganga banks is Mukharavinda, which is the very mouth of Giriraj Govardhan. And devotees from ancient times have gone there to offer bhog to Sri Giriraj at that place. On the banks of Manasi Ganga is also the Brahmakund. Brahmakund is where Lord Brahma personally worshipped Sri Krishna and performed Abhishekam for him. There's also the deity of Manasi Devi, who's the goddess of the Manasi Ganga. In Vrindavan or Braj Bhumi, there are four most worshipable goddesses that were installed by Vajranab, the great grandson of Krishna. In Govardhan, it is Manasi Devi. In Vrindavan, it is Yogamaya Devi. In Kamyavan, it is Brinda Devi. And in Mathura, it is Pateleshwari Devi. By worshipping these goddesses, who are divine expansions of Lord Sri Krishna's pleasure potency, one can be granted true unmotivated, uninterrupted devotional service. Near Manasi Ganga is the Chakratirtha. When Krishna lifted the Govardhan hill for 7 days with the small finger of his left hand, Indra was showering torrents and torrents of rain from the Samvataka clouds. Sri Govardhan Hill was serving just like a wonderful umbrella. And at that time, Sudarshan Chakra appeared over the mountain to make sure no water came in underneath. He dried up all the water as it was falling. So after the 7 days, Sudarshan Chakra, he begged Krishna, "I don't want to leave this place. Please let me reside here." So Lord Shamsundar gave him a place to reside called Chakratirtha. There is a very famous deity of Lord Shiva, of the name Chakaleshwar Mahadev. He was also installed by Vajranab. There are 5 principal Mahadevs or Shiva deities installed by Krishna's great grandson in the Vrindavan area. In Vrindavan there is Gopeshwar Mahadev, the guardian of the Ras dance. In Mathura there is Bhuteshwar Mahadev. Kamsa worship Bhuteshwar Mahadev personally
to have the power to kill Krishna.
So Bhuteshwar Mahadev gave him a much better benediction than he asked for. If Krishna wants to kill you, nothing and no one can save you. And if Krishna wants to protect you, there is nothing to fear. In Kamyavan, there is Kameshwar Mahadev. That particular deity was worshipped by Vrishabhanu and Kirtida because they desired a daughter. And the fulfillment of their prayer was that Sri Radharani appeared to them as their own beloved child. In Nandagam there is Nandeshwar Mahadev. That murti of Lord Shankar was worshipped by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and Parjanya, Krishna's grandfather, because they very much desired a son. So these are the five principal Mahadevs of Vrijbhumi. A little ways from the Manasi Ganga, I'm sorry, actually, just next to Chakaleshwar Mahadev is the Bhajan Kutir of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Toward the end of his life, he came to reside here at Govardhan. He would write many of his transcendental literatures at the Chakaleshwar Mahadev in his Bhajan Kutir. And there is a famous story how once so many mosquitoes were coming and attacking him. So Sri Sanatana Goswami decided he wouldn't kill the mosquitoes because they were all residents of Vrindavan. So out of his humility he was thinking, I will leave this place. Chakaleshwar Mahadev Shiva took the form of a Brahmin and said to Sanatana Goswami, why are you packing? It looks like you're going somewhere. He said, too many mosquitoes, I cannot stay here. I cannot perform my service. He said, just wait here. The Brahmin said, just wait here one night more. Then Lord Shiva immediately, urgent mission, he approached the demigod in charge of mosquitoes. And said, don't you dare send another mosquito in that place. These are the modern day mosquitoes. Suck the very blood of the earth. There was never a single mosquito that ever came back while Sanatana Goswamiji was there. Sanatana Goswami, when he was living here, he took a vow to do parikrama of Sri Giriraj every day. But he did a long parikrama. That means around Paita and Chandra Srovar. It's much longer than this, what we're going to do today. And even when he was in his 70s, still every day with much trouble. So Krishna disguised himself as a gopa, cowherd boy, and approached Sanatana Goswami and said, there's no need for you to do this whole parikrama every day. You're an old man. You've already perfected your life. He said, no, it is my worship. It is my service I must do. He continued. So that gopa stood on a rock of Giriraj Govardhan and played his flute. And that rock melted and his footprint entered in, along with the footprint of his stick and a hoof of a cow. and he carried that Govardhan Shila back to Chakaleshwar Mahadev, where Sanatan Goswamiji was residing, and said, "You just circumambulate this Shila 7 times, and you will get the credit of performing the entire Govardhan Parikrama." So he did that. During the full moon night, in what we call Guru Purnima, Sanatan Goswami left this world. He just went into a trance in remembrance of Sri Radha and Krishna, and his soul just returned to Goloka. And devotees, the Goswamis, came to Manasi Ganga to meet Sanatan Goswami, and they saw him sitting there, and they were waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. Finally, they realized he left his body. Throughout all of Vrajbhumi, the hearts of everyone was devastated. Sanatan Goswami was the guru of all of Vrindavan. He was the guru of Rupa Goswami. He would travel from village to village to village amongst the Vrijabasis. He was their favorite. They would wait for Sanatan Goswami's arrival. The whole village would come to welcome him. They would feed him butter and yogurt and all kinds of nice things. And he would speak Harikatha to them and completely melt their hearts in ecstasy. He would inquire about their daughter's marriage, about how their crops are growing, about how much milk their cows are giving. He was just the friend of everyone, so concerned, so loving, so gentle, so divine. When he would leave, everybody would be praying, crying, "Please stay one day longer." But he would carry on. When Sanatan Goswami left, in honor of his love for Sri Giriraj Govardhan, all the Brijabasis performed Govardhan Parikrama. To this day, the largest parikrama of the year in Vrindavan is Guru Purnima. There are hundreds and thousands of Brijabasis that, as a regulative tradition, perform the Govardhan Parikrama. And one of our god brothers asked the Brijabasis, "You know, why so many, everyone, all the towns and villages come on this day?" They said, "Because our guru is Sanatan Goswami. It is our worship of respect to him." Then we will come to Dangati, also called Krishna Vedi. There is a narrow passageway. There, Krishna would perform his pastimes of Dankeli Lila. Gopis would be coming, usually to Govindakund or somewhere, with their pots of butter. Their intention was simply that Krishna will be attracted by our love and our devotion, and he'll steal it in the form of this butter. So the gopas would come as tax collectors with their sticks, and they would block the way and tax gopis of their butter and yogurt. That is Dangati. There are innumerable varieties of pastimes of this Dankeli Lila, and many of them have been revealed by the six Goswamis and the great Acharyas. Just near Dangati on the mountain is the temple of Dhanrai, deity of Krishna, lifter of Govardhan Hill. And that, in honor of the Dankeli Lila, that temple was built. But later on, over the centuries, the deity was brought down to now just on the main road.
Giriraj is residing.
From Dangati, we come to Dhanivartankund. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami, in his Dankeli Chintamani, tells one of the wonderful pastimes that took place there. One of Srimati Radharani's parents informed her that there is a yajna taking place at Govindakund. So they brought ghee and butter, yogurt, to present to the Brahmins. One of Krishna's parents came to inform Krishna that Sri Radharani and gopis are coming with all nice pots of butter. So Krishna went there to this place, Dhanivartankund, and he told them that they could not pass. They must pay tax. The gopi said, Radharani is Vrindavaneshwari. She's the queen of Vrindavan. You should pay us tax. Your cows are eating all her grass. He said, you can say whatever you like, but you cannot pass by unless you pay tax. And I'll tell you the price. For every one of you gopis, you have to give one handful of precious diamonds. And then he began to explain, for every single beautiful limb of Srimati Radharani's body, there was incredible wealth that had to be paid in tax. So gopis, out of love, they refused. At that time, one of the principal Braja gopis, Nandi Muki, she said, actually, you should stop all this fighting now. Radharani and gopis will come back tomorrow and pay you a tax. Let them pass now. So Krishna let them pass. Of course, they took their butter and yogurt and all of that. So they passed. And the next day, the gopis decided we're supposed to return. They made a plan. Hundreds of gopis surrounded the place. And when Krishna and his few gopals came, they surrounded them, tied their hair to sikas, their sikas to the rocks, had them captured, and said, now you have to pay your taxes to Sri Radharani. She is the queen. Krishna said, I have nothing. What can I give? So he gave his heart. He bowed his head to the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani at that place, Dhanivartankund. Dhanivarta means the place where the taxes were returned. Then we will come to Anukut Kshetra. That whole area is where the Brijabasis perform the Govardhan Puja. We will be celebrating Govardhan Puja at Radha Gopinath Temple when we return again. So this wonderful story will be discussed at that time. But in brief, for our purification on this auspicious day, Nanda Maharaj was preparing to perform the Indra Puja, something that his ancestors had done since time immemorial. Krishna saw, he asked Nanda Maharaj, what is all this elaborate arrangements you're making? Who are you going to worship and for what purpose? And why? Nanda Maharaj said that we are all farmers. We take care of cows. Therefore we need grass, we need grains. And in order for them to grow, there must be rain. Indra is the god of the rains. So in order to satisfy Indra and show our gratitude to Indra, we perform this puja every year. That is our prosperity and our maintenance. Krishna knew that Indra was a devotee, but there was pride in his heart. Krishna does not tolerate pride in the heart of his devotees. He will do something or other to shatter that pride. So he told Nanda Maharaj, actually Govardhan Hill is supplying so many grasses and waters and everything for the cows. We should just worship Govardhan Hill. There's no reason to worship Indra. So Nanda Maharaj, when he saw how intensely Krishna wanted this Govardhan Puja, he and the Gopas, ultimately they just wanted to satisfy Krishna. They didn't care for Indra, they didn't care for anybody, they just wanted Krishna to be happy. So Krishna explained, everything you... Nanda Maharaj said, we'll do this Govardhan Puja after Indra Puja. He said, no, whatever you have here for Indra Puja, use it for Govardhan Puja. So they cooked mountains of bhoga. Mountains and mountains of bhoga. Kuns of sweet rice. Condensed milk. Mountains of sweets and grains. Rotis and sabjis. It was gigantic. And when they offered... They made the offering at Anakukshetra. Krishna, right before the eyes of all the residents of Vrindavan, took the form of Govardhan. Gigantic form. Opened his mouth, and with his arms, within a matter of moments, he consumed every large mountain of bhoga. There was nothing left. And with his mountainous, thunderous voice, he called out,
Aniyo! Aniyo! Aniyo!
Give me more. This is bhakti. When something is offered with love and devotion, Krishna can take unlimited quantities. So the simple, sweet love of the Vrijavasis, Krishna was unsatiated in his desire to take more and more. He called out, more, more. Vrijavasis said, we don't have anything left. So by Krishna's arrangement, they offered him some tulsi leaves with love and devotion, and he was satisfied. And ever since that day, the village within Anukukshetra, that is in the center of that area, is called Aniyor. Above Aniyor was the temple of Gopal, Madhavendrapeet, Puri's deity. And of course, at the time of Aurangzeb, many of the deities of Vrindavan were taken to Rajasthan, and at that time Gopal was eventually brought to Nathdwar, where he is worshipped today under the care of the disciples of Sri Vallabhacharya. So after the Lord took this prasad, then under Krishna's instruction, all the Vrijavasis with their oxen and their cows and all the gopas and all the gopis, they were singing the glories of the Lord and they performed complete parikrama of Govardhan Hill. Krishna himself performed the Govardhan parikrama with all the Vrijavasis. Everyone was so happy. In fact, Giriraj was so merciful that after he was totally satisfied, all of a sudden all the bhoga appeared again as Mahaprasad. And everyone had big, big feast. Krishna gave very, very specific instructions of how it should be celebrated. And all the prasad was distributed to everyone. But there was one person who was not very happy. Do you know who that is?
Indra.
This talkative nonsense child! He has spoiled my offering. I will destroy his whole dynasty. He sent for the clouds which come at the time of the destruction during the Pralaya. He sent for the Samvataka clouds. They're clouds of devastation. And said, I'll come right behind you on my elephant carrier, Airavata. Let us destroy Vrindavan. So they started showering torrents and torrents of rain, and the Brijabasis came running to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahavaho. That they had the cows in front of them, knowing that Krishna is very favorable to his cows. They said, we're trembling, we're shivering, it's so cold, and these torrents of rain, they're about to inundate the whole of Vrindavan. Please help us. We were only following your instruction. Look, Indra's very angry. So Krishna smiled, and he came out of his home. And like a little child picks up a mushroom, Giriraj lifted the Govardhan hill, held it up with his left hand, and said to all the devotees that now this Govardhan will serve as a very nice umbrella. You will not find any inconvenience whatsoever. Everyone come, bring your cows, bring your calves, bring everything you have. So everyone came running under Govardhan hill. For 7 days, Giridhari kept the hill in the air. And under the hill, most beautiful confidential pastimes took place. It was a very rare opportunity because the gopas were with Krishna in the day. The gopis would be with Krishna at night. But for these 7 days, everyone was with Krishna 24 hours a day. And Krishna was reciprocating the most intensive forms of ecstatic love with each and every resident of Vrindavan. He was casting his beautiful smiling glance at each of the cows, of each of the calves, of each of the buffaloes and the goats, everyone. And he was reciprocating such divine exchanges in Sakyaras with his friends. And there were loving sentiments exchanged continuously with Yashoda and Nanda and the elderly cowherd boys, men and cowherd girls, and Sri Radharani and gopis. Krishna, through his glance and his smile, was exchanging feelings of conjugal love with them for 7 continuous days. No one ever wanted that rain to stop. Indra realized that he made a big mistake. So he made all the clouds go away. So Krishna said, now, the rains have stopped, everyone go. No one wanted to go. It was heartbreaking for them to leave. But Krishna said, now you must go. So just to please him, they were going, but still the cows were going, running back. No, 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 we won't. Then he placed the Govardhan hill right back, exactly where and how it was. Indra was so ashamed. What an aparad he did. He tried to actually destroy all of the Brijabasis, Vrindavan, and Krishna and Balaram. Major offense. So he was beside himself in grief. So his guru, Brihaspati, approached him and said, what's wrong, Indradev? He said, told him, this is the problem. It's a very, very bad offense. He said, you really made a serious mistake. I think you should go to Lord Brahma. So he went to Brahma. Brahma said, you have offended Krishna's devotees, therefore you cannot approach Krishna directly. You have to receive the blessings of his devotee. If his devotee asks Krishna to forgive you, then only Krishna will forgive you. So you should go to Surabhi, Mother Cow, because she is so dear to Krishna. So here is Indra, the king of heaven, with all his royal paraphernalia, approaching a cow, falling at her hooves and begging the cow, please be merciful to me. Cow said, well, so she said, then we will go together. There is a place on the Parikram route called Surabhi Kund. And that's where Indra and Surabhi happened to see Krishna. He was walking around to see what damage may have taken place in Vrindavan due to these rains. And he was all alone. So Surabhi approached Lord Krishna. And she said, Indra has made big offense, but he's sincerely begging forgiveness. Please forgive him. By the sweet words of his devotee, Kau, Krishna's heart melted. And on the basis of her prayer, Krishna forgave Indra. This Surabhi Kund is a very important place because it reveals to the world that all of us who have made so many offenses, the only means by which we can be forgiven is if we become dear and surrender to the feet of Krishna's pure devotees. When they, on our behalf, ask Krishna for forgiveness, Krishna will forgive. The example is there of Jagai and Madhai. Mahaprabhu wanted to kill them for their offenses against his devotee. It is only when Nityananda, with tears of love and compassion, prayed to Lord Chaitanya, please forgive them, were they forgiven. So from Surabhi Kund, Indra came to a place called Govinda Kund. There he and the demigods performed Abhishekam for Krishna. Wonderful Abhishekam. At Govinda Kund, Surabhi bathed Krishna with her milk. Airavata, Indra's elephant, he came with Ganga water. He stored the Ganga water in Airavata Kund, which is near Punchari. Krishna was bathed with the Ganga water by Airavata and Indra. And Brahma came, Shiva came. So many devatas, they all approached for the Abhishekam of Krishna. And then Lord Brahma personally coronated Krishna as that you are our Indra, you are our Lord. And the demigods, Brahma and Indra, gave Krishna the name Govinda, the Lord of the cows and the Lord of the senses. Then they performed beautiful arti ceremony with heavenly arti paraphernalia, chamaras and ghee lamps. And after the worship was done, they all left. The cowherd boys, they were herding cows in the area. They happened to come. They were looking for Krishna. And there was Krishna on his beautiful throne, made by the demigods, with all this incredible gold and jeweled paraphernalia. So they were in a playful mood. So they all started taking the chamaras and the ghee lamps and ringing the bells
And they were doing puja for Krishna, singing beautiful Brijavasi songs, and laughing as they were offering everything to Krishna. We were laughing at him and joking with him. And the demigods looked down and saw the cowherd boys doing the same puja they just did. And when they saw the spontaneous, pure, ecstatic love in which they were offering their puja to Krishna, the demigods felt completely embarrassed and ashamed, thinking, we have no love. A few minutes later, Nanda Maharaj came, and he sees the gopas doing all this puja to Krishna with this heavenly paraphernalia. Nanda Maharaj said, where did you get this? What's happening here? The gopas began to explain. Madhu Mangal said, I'll tell you what we saw, but you won't believe us. Krishna was sitting on this throne, and then this big, beautiful cow came and started talking. Then this man with eyes all over his body, he started offering his obeisances again and again, and all of his eyes were crying. Then I saw this elephant with all kinds of tusks. He was white, and he started spraying water all over Krishna. Then I saw somebody come with four heads, and he was offering prayers. Then someone came with five heads, and he had snakes all over him. And he was bowing down and weeping and crying and offering beautiful prayers. And then all of them together, they started offering arti and fanning Krishna with chamara. Nanda Maharaj was amazed. Then a voice came from the sky and said, Nanda Maharaj, with the same paraphernalia that we have worshipped Krishna, you should also worship Krishna. And you should coronate him as the king of Braja. That was the demigod speaking. So then all the older cowherd men, they all performed the puja and coronated Krishna as the king of Braja. Shri Brajaraj. Then the demigods gave Krishna the name Govinda. And it's very significant because Govinda means one who gives pleasure to the cows and the senses and the land. Now, in the cow's body, every single demigod resides. So if Krishna is accepted by the demigods as the lord of the cows, that means he's the lord of all the demigods. They surrender to him. This all took place at Govindakund. And later on, Srila Madhavendra Puri was sitting at Govindakund after doing the Govardhan Parikrama, when a little cowherd boy came and gave him some milk. And then in a dream, that cowherd boy revealed to him that Gopal, the original deity established by Vajranabh, the lifter of Govardhan Hill, was in nearby bushes. So Madhavendra Puri, he excavated and discovered the Gopal deity and installed him on the hill. Madhavendra Puri's Baitak is right on the banks of Govindakund as well. One of the most important sacred places in all of Vrindavan. Then we will come to Gaurikund. Gaurikund is a place where there was a temple of Parvati, the consort of Shiva. And our Goswamis tell a nice story that took place there. Should I continue?
No!
We might not get back till 1 in the morning. We'll walk faster. There, Jatila, Kutila, and Abhimanu, residents of Javat, They were angry with Srimati Radharani. In love. Their anger is simply to enhance the pleasure of the meetings of Radha and Krishna. That is their service. That Srimati Radharani, we hear rumors that she's going with Krishna. Secretly. So they decided we'll take her out of Vrindavan and bring her to Mathura so Krishna will not disturb her anymore. So they're actually on their way to Mathura. Purnamasi, who's the spiritual master of the Brijavasis, she said, you can't take Radharani out of Vrindavan and bring her to Mathura. You haven't even seen anything. There's no evidence to anything you're saying. Better you just have Srimati Radharani worship Gauri at this temple. Gauri will protect her. So the message came to Krishna that Srimati Radharani was coming. So Krishna came to the temple and started having nice lila of conversation with Srimati Radharani. And then Abhimanyu, Jatila is his mother, they heard that Krishna is at the Gauri temple. So they came running to the place, so Krishna saw them coming. So what he did is he stood right in front of the deity of Gauri and took her clothes and dressed himself up as Parvati and was standing there in the form of a deity. So Radharani began her puja, and then the deity of Gauri spoke. Said, there is great danger in your family. And Jatila and Abhimanyu were trembling in fear. What is the danger? What is the danger? Then it was spoken that Kamsa is going to come and cut off the head of Abhimanyu and offer it to Lord Shiva. So they were praying. Please, Gauri Devi, please save. Jatila was saying, please save my son, do something. There is nothing I could do. It is predestined. So then Jatila said, Radharani, pray for your husband, pray. So Radharani started praying, please spare my husband, please spare him. So then Krishna, in the form of Gauri, spoke. He said, because Srimati Radharani is so perfectly chaste and faithful, and because she is worshipping me with such love, due to her intervention, Abhimanyu will not be killed, providing you never take Radharani out of Braja. So Jatila and Abhimanyu said, we vow, we'll never let Radharani ever leave Vrindavan. This is Gauri Kund. Then we will go to Nipakund. Nipakund is a place where so many kadamba trees used to be. And after Krishna would go to Dangati and steal butter and yogurt from gopis, they would go to Nipakund and they would take the leaves of the kadamba trees and make cups. And that would be how they would eat their butter boga from the hands of gopis. There is also the temple of Doka Dauji. We read Jayadev Goswami's literature and other Goswami's literature that during the springtime Krishna would have Rasalila in the area surrounding Govardhan Hill. One time at Chandra Sarovar, Chandra, in order to facilitate Krishna's Rasalila, he filled that sarovar with nectar. So they were having their Radha and Krishna Lila at Chandra Sarovar, and Dauji, here near Govardhan, he looked and could see all the way the Lila of Krishna. And he actually bent down watching. And he was so fixed in his absorption in Krishna, seeing him enjoying with his devotees, he was so fixed that Balaramji's complexion turned black. And Vajranav installed a deity in commemoration of that, of Daoji. He has black complexion. And he's looking, he's seeing the beautiful pastimes of Krishna. Then we will come to Apsara Kund. When Indra was performing the Abhishekam at Govinda Kund, the Apsaras, the Gandharvas, everyone came down to celebrate this occasion. And the Apsaras filled that kund with water to offer their Abhishekam to Lord Krishna. It is also explained by our acharyas that all the various incarnations of Krishna reside on the banks of Apsara Kund. One time, Krishna was with gopas, not one time, many times. When they'd come to Apsara Kund, oftentimes Krishna would reveal to them his various incarnations. Sometimes he would become Varahadev, or Matsyavatar, or Lord Sri Ramchandra. And they would start building little bridges like monkeys across. Next to Apsara Kund is Navala Kund. During the springtime Ras Leela of Krishna and Radha and Gopis, in great ecstasy of love for his devotees, Krishna's love actually melted to fill Navala Kund. And simultaneously, Sri Radharani and the Gopis, their love melted and filled Apsara Kund. These two places are very, very greatly worshipable by our acharyas since ancient times. Navala Kund and Apsara Kund are at the farthest most southern point of Govardhan Hill. It is the end of the tail of the peacock of Giriraj. And just there, there is a very, very popular temple amongst the Brijabasis. Punchuri Lota Baba Mandir. There was one Gopa. His name was Lota Baba. And when he saw that Krishna and Balaramji were being taken away by Akrura to Mathura, he said, "Krishna, I just prepared lunch for you. You can't go. You have to come to my place and eat lunch." He prepared to distribute with the cowherd boys. He was expecting that they would be herding the cows all day, and he made special preparations to offer Krishna and Balaram that day. So Krishna and Balaram, they said, "Lota Baba will be coming back day after tomorrow." Lota Baba said, "I'll be waiting here, sitting right in this spot until you come back." And he's still sitting there. In commemoration of this wonderful cowherd boy, associate of Lord Krishna, the deity, has been installed. And when we see that deity, we should pray that we could have the same patience and surrender that he has. Some of us have been chanting our rounds for a few years and we're thinking, "Why am I not seeing Krishna?" Mukunda Dutt, when he was told that he would see Lord Chaitanya after 10 million births, he began dancing in ecstasy. "I will see, I will see." We have to have that faith. We have to understand this is the value of Krishna's darshan. Even we'll go on following the four regulative principles, chanting our 16 rounds minimal, and dedicating our lives, making sacrifices to serve the Lord, to serve the devotees, to serve the spiritual master. We'll try to cultivate the real principles of humility and dedication. And if I don't see Krishna for 10 million births, that doesn't matter. Because I know it is the word of Krishna, eventually I will see him. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, don't try to see Krishna, but try to serve him in such a way that he wants to serve you. Rupa Goswami explained, symptoms of surrender are enthusiasm and patience. However long it takes, we should never, ever, ever be discouraged. Punchari Lota Baba has been waiting there 5,000 years. And he's still ecstatically, he knows Krishna's coming. Manmanabhava madbhakta madhyajimnam namaskuru mam evaishyashi shatyam de prati jani priya. We just become devotees. We just follow Guru and Gauranga's teachings. Krishna promises us we will come to him. In that area is the Manikandali cave where Raghava Pandit. Actually, in that cave, Sri Radha and Krishna would perform their leela during the rasa dance. And Raghava Pandit, one of the dear associates of Lord Chaitanya, resided there. Raghava Pandit is Champak Lata in the eternal world of Braja. And it was Raghava Pandit who took Narottam Das Thakur and Srinivas Acharya on parikram of the whole Braj Bhumi. That is explained in Sri Bhakti Ratnakar. Near there, there is footprints of Airavata. That is the place where the elephant carrier of Indra offered his obeisances and surrendered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then there's a very nice structure you'll see, where devotees, especially of Vallabhacharya Sampradaya, they often offer chapan bhog, 56 offerings, to Giriraj. And that is the place where Indra offered puja to Krishna. And they say that he offered chapan bhog there to Lord Sri Krishna. There is Kadambavan, just beyond Punchuri. Kadambavan, very favorite forest of Lord Krishna. It used to have thousands of Kadamba trees. Kadamba tree is the most favorite tree of Krishna because the flowers of the Kadamba tree are bright golden in color, and they would give him remembrance of the complexion of his beloved Sri Radha. And the tamal tree is the favorite tree of Lord of Srimati Radharani because of its dark bark. It reminds her of Lord Krishna. We will pass Rudrakund, where Lord Shiva, upon seeing the wonderful pastimes of Krishna and his associates at Govardhan Hill, he wept tears and filled that kund. Then we will come to Jatipur. That's a very crowded place. It's one of the most important places for the followers of Sri Vallabhacharya. They are constantly doing abhishek of Giriraj there. Jatipur was named after Madhavendra Puri, who was a jati, sannyasi. Madhavendra Puri resided there when he was worshipping Gopal. Then we will come to Uddhavakund, which we have already explained. It's just on the other side of Giriraj from Kusum Sarovar. And then we will enter into the holiest of all holy places, Sri Radhakund and Shamkund. The day after tomorrow, we will have specific yatra where we will worship Sri Radhakund and Shamkund. And we will speak on this subject at that time. At this time, we will begin our parikrama. Some of the rules that I request that we follow: no talking, gossip, no discussion, anything. We should all take monavrata. We'll only discuss whatever is most essential to serve devotees. And we will constantly, from the beginning to the end, we should all be chanting the holy names. The parikrama of Giriraj is worship. Highest worship. But of course, the quality of the worship depends on our consciousness. Certainly there is great benefit just walking around Govardhan, even if your mind is spacing out to Bombay. But most of us come here at the most once a year. Some of you the first time in your life. We should make maximum benefit. It will be somewhat austere. Prickers and thorns may bless your feet. At times the sun will be beating upon your head. At other times it might be very cold. You may become very tired. Your feet and your legs may be aching. Your mind may be suffering. But that's part of the process. We should accept it in a gracious way. We should be grateful that here I am, allowed to be circumambulating Govardhan Hill. I'm allowed to be following in the footsteps of Krishna, Radharani, and all the Brijvasis. They did the parikrama. Following in the footsteps of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, and all the six Goswamis in Madhavendra Puri, they did the parikrama. So many great acharyas, Narottam Das, Sridivas, Acharya, they all performed their Govardhan parikrama. And Srila Prabhupada in 1977, just days before he left this world, he requested his devotees to take him on Govardhan parikrama. The doctors say he cannot survive. His health is in such a state that there's no way he could survive. He said, put me on a bullock. He told Lokanath, His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj, that you bring your bullock cart and your oxen, and I'll sit there and we'll go around Govardhan. The devotee said, no, Prabhupada, if you will die. You cannot go. And he said, no, take me. I want to go. And this was Prabhupada really, really agitated everyone's mind. Because the doctor said, this is suicide. He cannot go. He said, no, no, Krishna will protect me. I will go. Even if I die on Govardhan Parikrama, it's very auspicious. The devotees were weeping and crying and begging him not to go. Then Prabhupada's godbrother, Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he came at that time. And Prabhupada looked at Babaji Maharaj and said, you see, he said, how much they love me. And then he decided to fulfill their desire, he would not go. But just after his disappearance, the devotees put his deity on an ox cart and took him around Govardhan Hill. Our beloved Srila Prabhupada, in the spirit of the great acharyas, was always praying for an eternal place at the foot of Govardhan Hill. So during the pilgrimage, we will not be stopping and speaking anymore for your pleasure. This parikrama will simply be Nam Sankirtan. So everybody very enthusiastically chant and dance. If by the end of the parikrama you have no voice and you have no legs, you'll go back home, back to God. So let us very enthusiastic, and let us try as far as possible to stay together, close in one group. And if the line is too long, and for some of you in the behind, you can't hear the kirtan coming through the speakers, then have your own kirtans. We don't need speakers. Just every 5 or 10 of you, you can just have your own little kirtans and dancing and chanting. But everyone should be chanting. And everyone should be praying. Praying with a grateful and joyful heart that we can dedicate our lives genuinely as the servant of the servant of Srila Prabhupada, Lord Chaitanya and Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. We should be praying for real bhakti, real love. Because only when we possess that treasure of love do we really have anything we can offer Krishna. We should pray for pure devotional service, for ourselves and for all the assembled Vaishnavas. We should pray for deep commitment and dedication to the mission of Mahaprabhu. And we should pray that we can be instrument in the hands of these great souls to give Krishna to whoever we meet, wherever we may be in our life. This type of enthusiasm, Sankirtan, and this type of prayerful consciousness will bring a very fruitful and grand success to our Giriraj Parikrama. Thank you very much. At this time, everyone should go down to Kusum Sarovar and take bath by offering your obeisances and then sprinkling 3 drops of water on your head and taking achman. We will begin our parikram by that, and then we should all come out and offer our prostrated obeisances to Sri Giriraj Govardhan. Then our parikram officially begins. And then you all have packets of prasad. Yeah. You should take that somewhat quickly, and as soon as everyone is finished with prasad, we will begin the historical, fateful worship of Sri Giriraj. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Giri Govardhan ki, Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Sat Goswami ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki, Jai Jai Sri Radhe.